Let me take you back. When you played DePaul then, that was the first time you and George, Mike, and faced each other. That must have been a big, big deal that these two...
Oh, no, on the front of Madison Square Garden, our pictures were up there. We were the biggest stuff in town. We packed the house in.
Do you remember points scored by you and him?
Oh, on that particular night, I can look it up. I have a book back here, but I can't remember what that one was. I don't remember any of the points, but in the succeeding games, they were pretty close basketball games.
That game then, when you and Mike and played the first time, did you say you won that game or you lost it?
We lost it. We lost it. Mr. Ivor didn't like that. There's an old joke about Otis Weil, who was our publicity director, was along on the train. Mr. Ivers and another coach when the players were over here. He always had a shot of bourbon, particularly when he was upset. So Otis said to him, Henry, he says, you want a drink? Mr. Ivers said, yeah, I sure as hell do. Otis goes, gets the drink, comes back. He says, here you go, Henry. Henry, he says, you got to cheer up. Think how many people you made happy by losing to DePaul. He says, there's a lot of DePaul people. Mr. Ivers says, we got to quit going around the country making people happy.
But we should say, as you had a good coach in Henry Iba, George Mikan met a young 28-year-old rookie DePaul basketball coach by the name of Ray Meyer.
Yes, and had many of the same personal characteristics in terms of a man that you could take lessons from in terms of what life was all about.
Well, it's interesting because you and George Mikan, born in the same year, 1924, and you both grow up to be the size, and we'll come back to him in a little bit here, but in the final game of that year, 1942, Coach Iba just put you under the goal?
It was the final scheduled game. You go in a tournament, but you don't know whether you're going to get to play or not, particularly if you get beat the first game. But the last game, our goaltending, which caused the rules to be changed in the game, came to play was the fact that Combe University was south of Stillwater. We went from Stillwater down to Norman, and they beat us. Mr. Iver was quite upset about that because we had just 1 week to get in shape to play him up at Stillwater. Well, as a freshman, I averaged about 5 points a game, but I only got to play about 5 minutes of the game, too, so it wasn't a real test. Here I was, this strange-looking bird, and we went to Norman, and they beat us because they thought they had shiny pants or some damn thing, I don't know. Mr. Roberts, I got an idea. He says, Bob, get out of that basket and knock all these shots down. Part of my regimen was I had to jump between 20 and 30 minutes after every practice to strengthen my legs. Well, by the time the season was over, I could put that much above the rim of the basket.
From your elbow up.
And knock down the shots.
Mm-hmm.
So we put me here and put two guys over here and two guys over here. And then in a couple of evenings, worked out some situations. The advantage that you gained by being able to catch the ball before it went in the basket and throw it out to a guy on the side, we capitalized on that. So we became a pretty good offensive group, in addition to causing some people to collapse mentally. If I take you out on the golf course and give you two strokes and say, I'll beat you any time you want to play, but I got to have two gotchas. And when you're on your backswing, you're coming down to hit the ball, I put the club between your legs and you got your gotchas and I got my $2. It's a mental thing. In sports, if you have to hesitate or think about the reaction that you must apply in order to get out of a situation, you're going to get beat. You can't do that. It must be automatic. When you see a guy with his hand up like this and you're trying to shoot over it, you force him into a non-practice habit, you're going to beat him. 90% of the time, it's psychological. Most sports, you develop the same physical strength your competition has, but if you don't have to think about him, you can beat him. It's that simple.
Well, with you under the goal, you beat OU 40-28.
That's right. And then the rules committee next year go through a conversation as to whether or not goaltending should be outlawed. They closed out the season, and they went through the next season goaltending. Iba himself recognized that it was poison for the game. The fans didn't like it. It wasn't a true test of physical effort or performance. So the rules committee changed it. George Mike and I, they didn't follow the procedure that we did at Stillwater where we made it a part of our heritage. But George could goaltend, no doubt about that. but he didn't play it all the time to cause the ruckus. I got a Saturday Evening Post up there with a 5-column page about the goaltending. We were big bunkins in those days.